Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
A brief content warning before we begin. The Case of the Invisible Man contains sound effects such as gunshots, sirens, and doors slamming. See the show notes for a full list of content warnings. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Dash Malone has frequented many assorted establishments in his time, but most recently, he's been a weekly occupant of Room 9 at the Turnstile Motel. Once a week, this motel has been a rendezvous point for our detective and a married man named Hayes. However, tonight is not their normal night, and the man named Hayes has been summarily kicked out of the room. This unseemly lodging now acts as a temporary hideaway for an invisible man named Griff, who is being pursued by a faction who means to kill anyone in their path. Now, Dash, along with Cindy Crenshaw, are about to get some more answers to this strange tale. But will those answers be too late, as other forces have already found them out?
Well, good evening there, and welcome to the Turnstile Motel.
Indeed.
Are you looking for a room? It's a bit late in the evening, but we don't ever turn anyone away. I will say, we can only charge by the night and not by the hour. We're not that kind of establishment. However, I can turn a blind eye for a little extra, if you know what I'm saying.
And what if I wanted a specific room?
Have you been to the Turnstile before?
Does every question have to be answered by a question?
Oh dear, I say. I see. I'm not here to be bothering you at Toot Squat and such. Was there a certain room you had your eye on now?
The one in the back. Number 9.
Room 9? Something is stuck in my noggin about Room 9. Let me see here. I just gotta check my log and all. Oh, well, ma'am, looks like you're out of luck. That's booked until tomorrow morning.
And who's in there?
You can't expect me to violate privacy there. We here at the Turnstile are very discreet.
I'm sure you are.
Ladies!
Oh, it looks like we're busy tonight.
He's with me.
Like I said, Room 9 is unavailable at the moment. However, we do have an...
This is Mark. He's going to keep you company for a while.
It's Merc.
I can tell you I don't need any company.
We're going to have to insist, ma'am.
Oh, my. There's no reason to be pointing a gun at me. We are very discreet here, and I have to say that even though it...
If you say anything else, Mark here will shoot you. Do you understand? Good. Mark... Take her in the back and keep quiet.
How long am I supposed to be watching this thing?
For as long as it takes.
You got it, Agent Scorpion.
Don't call me.
But I thought you said to
call. Just go!
All right, lady. In the back we go.
Calls me by my code name in front of a civilian. One who has seen my face. I should just execute all of them now and get it over with. No matter. There's always something to learn. I wonder what this ledger says about you, Dash Malone. Room 9. Reserved under the name Hayes. haze? Now, what could that mean, I wonder?
You are listening to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, Chapter 3, The Turnstile.
Who is it?
It's me, Yanini.
You're in luck. I had a first aid kit in the car. I also had this one's clean laundry in there, too.
You make your secretary do your laundry?
Listen.
I hope you pay her extra for that.
Ha!
I don't make her.
I do it for me. If not, this private eye would smell worse than a broken-down distillery. Mr. Griff, I need to see you if I'm going to bandage your arm. This is a scream. So every time you play that tune, you just show up? Appear out of nowhere?
Well, not nowhere.
This may sting a little.
Ah!
Sorry.
It's okay.
The parking lot seems quiet, so it doesn't look like anyone followed you.
And you're gone again.
Not gone. I'm right here. Still standing in this room with you.
That doesn't hurt, does it? Going in between...
No. No pain. And like I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
Is your trumpet invisible too? Are your clothes?
If Claude Rains taught me anything, it's that to be a true invisible man...
No!
You have to be...
I said no!
In your birthday suit. What did you think I was gonna say?
Don't mind him. His head is always in the gutter, along with the rest of him.
I got that. As you've seen, however briefly... I'm wearing more than a birthday suit.
So how does that work exactly?
Your guess is as good as mine. I've changed clothes just to see if they can be seen. They sort of get absorbed into whatever is causing this.
Absorbed? Like they turn invisible too?
Yeah, certain things do. Like my trumpet. And certain things don't. Like if I pick up this phone...
And sure enough, the receiver on the phone by the bed seems to float in midair.
Bizarre.
Watch this.
The clean shirt of mine, the one that Cindy brought in, suddenly leaps off the bed on its own and begins buttoning itself, taking the shape of a man. Not a bad shape either. But within moments, it starts to fade until we can't see it at all.
I still cannot really believe my eyes.
You could haunt houses.
I got a few you could start with.
I'd rather not. People are afraid of too much in this city. And not the things that should truly frighten them.
Like that thing we saw at the tar pits.
Exactly like that thing.
What thing?
You said there were more of them. An army, you said.
From what I've heard and seen.
What have you heard and seen?
How are they tracking you? You're invisible.
That doesn't seem to stop them.
What is going on?
Look, there's a lot of questions, and we're happy to listen, but I'm not sure why you think a gumshoe like me is any help to an invisible man.
For starters, when you saw me, in the flesh, that is, you didn't flinch.
You mean because you have this invisibility... ability? Believe it or not, friend, I have seen more strange stuff than this.
No, that's not what he means. He means because he's black.
Cindy.
She's not wrong.
I rarely am.
I can tell. The thing is, tonight wasn't the first time.
Not the first time?
We've met before, Dash Malone.
Ooh, now this is getting good.
And where have we met before, friend?
The Half Moon Street.
What's the Half Moon Street?
You know Dinah?
I do. She gave me a shot when I had nothing else.
She doesn't know about your, condition?
Who's this Dinah?
When the time is right, Dinah will know everything.
It's been a long time since I've seen her. I probably owe her one myself.
Can someone tell me what you all are talking about?
You better start at the beginning, friend.
The beginning? The beginning of what? Do you want the part about the child from Georgia who never knew his parents? The child who was raised by his uncle? He wasn't his uncle by blood, but he played the meanest trumpet this side of the Mississippi. Every night the boy listened to that horn as he fell asleep with the Georgia stars overhead. Same stars that watched his uncle as he was beaten to death by police just for walking on the same road after the sun went down. The only thing that kid had left was his uncle's trumpet and a friend named Leroy. Or we could skip all that. Do you want to start when that kid was 14? Now living with that friend Leroy and his family? Except he was put out because Leroy and him were found under the covers doing things young boys shouldn't be doing. How about the part when this young man skipped that southern town, thumbed across the country, only using certain roads so as not to end up like his uncle? Do you know that when he got to Los Angeles, he was told that if he crossed out of the South Side, he'd still meet that kind of fate? Or would you like to hear how he spent years bussing tables at the Dunbar, even as it shifted from owner to owner? That at 16, he was sneaking into places like Club Alabama, The Last Word, and The Downbeat. He got thrown out so many times he finally got a job at Club Alabama running lights and watching greats like T-Bone Walker, Roy Porter, Billie Holiday come through. And of course, the night a young Dinah Dawson premiered. They called her Dee then, and the band was down to trumpet. And that's when this young man took his chance and landed his spot. That is, until one night he took another chance with the bass player, who did not appreciate that sort of affection. In short, it didn't pay off. He was out of the band, out of the clubs, and out on the streets. Too many people knew his business, and no one wanted a piece of him. And that's when he found the Half Moon Street. And that's where he first met you, Dash Malone.
We will continue with this week's episode of Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, after this commercial break.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And now, we return you to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man.
And that's when he found the Half Moon Street. And that's where he first met you, Dash Malone.
As Griff continues his story, Dash Malone is transported 2 years prior back to the Half Moon Street.
Ahoy, ahoy. What will it be?
Old fashioned.
Coming right up.
What you drinking?
Old fashioned. How about you?
No, thanks. I don't drink until I'm done playing.
Oh, you're playing with the band tonight.
Every night we're open. I'll be right there on the end.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for you.
I'll keep one out for you myself. Maybe I'll take you up on that drink after.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. You got pretty eyes.
Thank you.
Do those pretty eyes got a name?
Dash.
Daff?
Dash.
I know. I just wanted you to say it again.
Oh, cute.
One old-fashioned for you.
Ain't those supposed to have a cherry and an orange in it or something?
An old-fashioned isn't a fruit basket.
Our barkeep is right on the money.
I gotta get up on stage. Hope to see those pretty eyes after the show.
Cheers, friend.
Played my heart out that night. Dinah was on fire, as usual, and the crowd whooped and hollered for more. When I finally got back to the bar, those pretty eyes weren't anywhere to be found.
Sounds about right.
Just my luck.
For the first time tonight, I'm glad I can't see him.
He's always running off somewhere.
Cindy's not wrong, but in those days, when I was hanging around the Half Moon Street, when I wasn't a household name, things were trickier. Still, I feel like a heel after Griff tells it. In my pocket, I grab onto the engraved bracelet of Plinks.
So I've emerged, did you?
And I hear him. Again.
Hey, Dash, you okay?
You know I'm joking, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. All is good and water under the bridge, as they say.
As they say.
Back to it. Does Dinah have anything to do with how you ended up like this?
No, of course not. But the Half Moon Street isn't open 7 days a week, and a guy has to make the rent. There's a fella who hangs around there. He hooked me up, helping deliver some things.
Some things? What kind of things?
Couldn't tell you. What they were, I wasn't asking, but...
But you could tell they weren't on the level.
You gotta do what you gotta do. The first few deliveries went okay. I used to make some beer deliveries for the clubs on Central Avenue so I could handle a truck okay.
Any idea what you were delivering? Or were you just the driver?
Oh, I unloaded, too. Bunch of white men in coveralls watched me do it. Never offered to help. No surprise there. Sometimes I unloaded machinery and electrical equipment. Sometimes it was large metal containers. Never asked what was in them. I didn't care. Until one night. One night, I was unloading these big metal drums. As I was lifting it off the truck, I lost hold of it and it fell back on me. I would have been all right, except somehow in the fall, the container burst open and...
Doctor, come quick! Quick!
What is it? What is it? You know the enormous pressure I am under. I am not to be disturbed.
Look!
Oh, help me!
He was unloading the delivery, and he dropped it on himself. And what's happening to him?
Help me! Help! I'm afraid, my clumsy, unfortunate friends, there is no help for you. These chemicals are quite lethal.
Everything is... It hurts.
I feel...
Probably horrendous, no doubt. I can tell you it will get much, much worse. Your insides will serve as a means of torture until you can take no more and the very life will be choked out of you. We can only hope that this is where it will end.
End?
Who knows what goes into the next world? What we leave behind, what we take with us. But I assure you, right now, you are going to die. But I am a doctor, and I will grant you mercy.
Mercy?
God?
Yes, doctor.
Kill him.
Right away.
Wait.
Death comes to us all, and I have no time to wait for yours.
Help me. Wait, my arm. What's happening to me?
Where'd he go?
What happened to...
He was right here.
What? What happened?
Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Dr. Terra Meridian?
I have to get out of here.
Curious.
How did that just happen?
God, allow me to inspect your weapon.
Here you go, Doctor. What just happened?
Very simple, my dear boy. That man disappeared. Just as you will.
What?
Scorpion, come in. We have a situation and a body to clean up in the warehouse.
That night, I ran and ran as far as I could to get away from that place. In that warehouse, it felt like my entire body was on fire. But as I was running for my life, the pain went away. I felt alive, almost unstoppable. Which is probably why when I found a road and cars traveling by, I wasn't even thinking. I ran out, tried to flag one down. The car didn't see me. I was used to that. But then the next one, and another one. And then finally a cop car. A cop car! That's how desperate I was. I waved and waved and waved, but nothing. I was invisible. No one could see me. No one at all.
I need to get back into that warehouse. If I got any chance to get back to normal, it's there.
I don't mean to point out the obvious, friend. You're the guy that's invisible. You don't need my help.
They can track me somehow. That's why I need your help, because...
What the hell was that?
That was the door. Another great thud on the door takes it off its hinges, and one of those monsters races through, directly at... Cindy! No!
You have been listening to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, starring Jared Calhoun, Sarah Luciano, Jay Mazzola, Thomas Robert Irvin, Walter McCready, Kathy Mostek, Shauna Massad, Lee Jacobs, Eli Houghton, Christopher Tolomeo, Jelena Wazer, and Carlos Giga. Written and directed by Dave Ebersol. Sound design by Mick Lauro. Music by Christopher Tolomeo and Mick Lauro. Cover art by Vinnie Rico. Executive producer Mick Lauro. Dash created by Dave Ebersol and Delia Gable. Dash the Podcast is a Light Booth Blackout production. Thank you for listening. I'm John Barker. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled. Once you know what to watch for, you always know there's more to the story.
Let me know if you need anything in the meantime. I can try to swing by.
Shh. I have everything I need.
I'll see you soon, my darling.
Officer McGill?
Yeah.
Mi amor, te vas con mi corazón.
Turnstile Motel, that's two blocks over.
Suspect appears to have committed property damage, described as a large monster man.
Dash, how do I know that's you?
I repeat, suspect described as a monster man.
This is 1 Adam 41, responding now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.